To start, this is the Vanguard Academy board meeting for Thursday, June 28th, 2022. And we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thanks, over this way.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we're going to do we have a combined online Zoom plus most of the board members are present here today. We'll go ahead and do a roll call. This is Kent Johnson, board chair. We'll go around the table, and then when we're finished at the table, we can go online.
Stephanie Evans, board secretary.
Joshua Peterson, vice chair.
Joy Palmer, curriculum director.
Grace Mitchell, Vanguard treasurer.
Charles Reynolds, board member, director.
Eric Freeman, board member.
Kim Mangum, board member.
John Williams, CFO.
Darren Jenkins, board member.
Scott Kingston, board member.
Okay, so we have a quorum. We'll go ahead and go on with the minutes. Our first item is public comments. So we'll leave it open for public comments. If anybody has we'll ask that we to hold them to 3 minutes.
Is this public comment in regards to the violations?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am curious to know, this is Colleen, so you guys know who I am. I'm curious and wondering about the graduation rate for the women in your school. I'm just curious if they get married off or pregnant or drop out after they get married. Or if there's pregnant women going to school there that have previously been married, because I know every single one of you guys are from the same church I was from. So I just have a little bit of concern on the education for the women there. Honestly, I have a lot to say, but I am going to keep it to 3 minutes. That's what I have to do. I am curious also if the church is separated from the school. One of my questions in regards to that is there projects or weekend crew or anything like that that is having the students go and work for the businesses that the church owns on weekend crew or whatever? Just curious if that happens. When I was in school, I was completely groomed, I was trafficked, and I was married off, and my education was taken away from me, but I did end up going to a very, very beginning Vanguard, and it was not a charter school. So I would just be curious if you guys are aware of the grooming and trafficking that's going on with that.
Okay, I appreciate the comment. We'll take that into consideration. So, anyway, any other public comments? Money?
Will you be opening up for public comment later?
I have a public comment.
Yeah, is that, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Bejarano, and I'm very disappointed in not answering Colleen's question. I know you as chair have discretion to answer her question, and I am recommending that Vanguard Academy not continue. These questions and allegations have not been answered, and should not continue as a school. That's my comment.
Okay. Thank you for your comment as well. We will take those into consideration. Any other public comments? If not, we'll move on to our next item. The next item on the agenda is the minutes from our last meeting. They've all been sent out to everybody. We have copies here. If you want to review those, we can review them for accuracy, and you can vote on those when you're ready.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor of approving the minutes dated Thursday, June 28th, 2022, say yes.
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 Yes. How about yes as well? Any opposed, say no. So the minutes have been approved. We'll go ahead and note that, and post those has been approved. The next item on the agenda is the director's report, so we'll turn that over to Charles. Do you want to trade me places by the mic?
This is Charles Reynolds, director. I just update to the board as far as where the school is at. We, I think last year was a really good year for the school. We have gotten our schedule set up for the 2022-23 school year. And our getting all of the students scheduled in and lined up now. So we do anticipate everything will be ready to begin the school year. And I think the summer has gone real well as far as getting things lined up with that. And there's not a lot else to update. We did complete a lot of the maintenance on the facilities to get everything ready for the new year. Just finished up all of the painting that was scheduled today, so that's all completed. And we should be ready to get started by the scheduled start date. So that's everything that I have as far as the general, and I'll leave the rest of the information to the CFO and the budget and the committee, curriculum committees. So.
Good. Is that any questions on the director's report? And I'll trade places. Do you have any musical chairs?
Is our enrollment full? Is our enrollment full for the past season?
It is, yes.
Okay. Any other items on the director's report? Any questions? If not, we'll move on to the finance committee and we'll turn the time over to John.
So we sent out the budget in the email so you guys can see.
Well, as you can see, if you have the reports in front of you, we did come in pretty close to the budget. The numbers are still going to be finalized within the next couple days, and I don't anticipate them changing much from what you see there. We just have to go through and make sure all the programs are in line and make sure everything's recorded correctly. And but the bottom line shouldn't change much from what you're seeing. Have any questions on the budgets?
Is there a place we can view the rest of the budgeting to have questions on where you're spending your money?
At this point, we're not accepting public comments, so we'd please ask anybody that's not on the...
Question in regards to how the money is being spent.
Yeah, at this point, we're not taking public comments. We'd like to ask anybody that's not on the board to please mute their microphones. I don't believe that that's...
Can you mute them?
Are they mute? Can we mute them? I don't know if we can mute them or not. But... just to make aware, the budgets are public knowledge and they do get submitted to the state and it is available for anybody to look at, which is true for any charter school and any public school. So, any other questions on the budget? Do we? This is just a view on it. We've already approved the budget this year, so this is kind of an update. Everything looks good. I think everything.
When will it be final? You said in a couple of days, or so
we should be within the next week or so. We should have it finalized. But it should look very similar to what we have there.
All you're doing is verifying a few numbers.
You're just going through making sure everything got in the right accounts, the right programs.
So you're just doing the final review?
Yeah.
And understand this is last year's.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other? Yeah, I think that we've had a chance to look at it several times, and so this looks good to me. I think as long as you guys are okay with it, I feel really good about it.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
So.
It's right in line.
Okay, any other updates on the finance committee that we need to review or cover?
Not this time.
Okay, if there's no more questions from the board on finance, we'll move on to our next item on the agenda, the Academic Assessment Committee report. I don't know if... Do you have a report?
We don't say.
Okay, so I'm not sure if Marie or Joni are online. If either one of you guys are online, why don't we go ahead and we'll turn it over and let you update us.
This is Marie. I don't have a lot of updates. However, the high school scores have, the preliminary scores have come in from the state, and I did add this year's to the year-to-year sheet, and I reshared that with each of you again today. So you'll notice the 21-22 for Vanguard and for the state. Like I said, these are preliminary numbers. The state doesn't ever have the final numbers until usually September or October, and I will update those as they come in. As I've done in years past, you can follow the colored bands to see the group of kids as they move year to year, as well as being able to see grade levels straight across in each tested subject. A couple of things. Our 10th grade math teacher was pretty excited to have the progress that our 10th grade math had this year. Anyway, he was pretty excited to get those reports and see that. I know he made some very purposeful changes this year, and was nice to see the payoff for those things. And then just a couple of side notes on the sheet. If there's any questions on any of that, one of the main ones is in regards to our accelerated junior high students. We had, of our 91 eighth graders, 60 of them were on the accelerated track and took the ninth grade math test. Of those, 93% were proficient, which, and then if you look at what state of Utah had, 3,135 eighth graders that took the ninth grade math test, and they had 88% of theirs that were proficient.
What's the state average comparatively?
So the overall, so the state in their accelerated had 88%, we were 93%. If you look at the eighth grade overall, Utah was 37% and we were 81%. And if you have, oh, one other thing I did want to mention, our eighth grade group of students, and we celebrated this in the spring. We had our, so the junior high score test scores did come in before school was over, and the state feels really confident that this is the last year high school will need to have delayed scores. So we should have all scores by the end of the year again this year, like we had in the past. But our eighth grade students, we did have a bit of a celebration before the end of the year because they had beat our previous high records in all three subjects, English, math, and science. So we were really excited and celebrated that with them.
Awesome. And these breakdowns are all online? Or when do they publish that?
No, not yet. These are preliminary. Once they have, so in, it's typically sometime in September, then they are released and embargoed, and then in October, then they'll be on the data gateway from the state.
Awesome. Okay, very good. Any
other questions? And that's all I had.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you.
Is Joni, are you online? Possibly. Okay. If any other questions on academic assessment or any other general questions for the board? If not, we'll go to the next item on the agenda. The item is approving the bylaws, and we'll turn that over to...
So I'll go ahead and take that one.
Okay, go ahead.
Do I need to go in the order?
Yes. Or you can yell if you want. However you'd rather. Do you want to trade? You can. Sure. Either way is good.
So on the bylaws, then we have been working with the state charter board and also the attorney with the USPE.
Okay, that's better.
That's better.
Is that better? Okay. So we have been working with the attorney with the USPE and the state charter board in amending our bylaws to actually fit in better with what a charter school should be. Our original bylaws, I think, were drafted in a corporate fashion. So we did work with somebody from, I think it was Debbie Llewellyn with the UAPCS. UAPCS. Just trying to remember those acronyms. But she was very helpful in pulling together bylaws that a majority of the other schools, the charter schools, do use. And so what you have before you are the amended bylaws that we plan to submit to the state charter board for approval. And we just need to look them over and read through them. And if they are okay with all of the board members, that we would like to vote to approve them to be amended to submit it to the State Board of Education and the State Charter School Board as well.
So these were sent out a couple weeks ago, weren't they?
So these were sent out a couple weeks ago, but our attorney, actually, these are amended as of August, and so, or not, they're for the August State Charter Board meeting.
Right.
So they have been amended slightly on the conflict of interest article. If you'll turn to page 2, under line 7.
Just references the code.
Yeah, so it just references the code, which basically states we're going to comply with all legal statutes or requirements of the law regarding the conflict of interest, which okay. Encompasses everything. And then everything else was just basically cleaned up. The language was cleaned up so that it was would fit a charter school structure instead of a corporate structure. And so that it was clear and not confusing to the State Charter Board anymore as far as titles and those different things.
Mm-hmm. It's been reviewed several times, basically.
Yeah. So this is the final reviewed. It's actually been reviewed by the USPE's attorney and by our attorney. And I think that we're ready to submit it to the State Charter Board for their approval.
Do we have any questions on the bylaws? Do you feel like we're prepared to vote on them tonight, or any concerns, any issues?
It's more readable than the one that was corporate. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is
yeah.
A lot so basic, yeah.
It's a much more clear.
And that's kind of part of the issues they have. There's some ambiguity.
Yeah,
Can you start it back up? Our online is about to expire in 6 minutes.
6 minutes, that's okay.
So
we need to close it before executive session.
Is everybody done reviewing this?
If we feel comfortable and we have a motion to approve these bylaws, we can move forward if there's discussion.
I motion to approve the bylaws.
I'll second it.
All in favor of approving the bylaws as presented, say yes.
Yes.
Actually, no.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's not an motion to approve the.
To submit.
It's an. Let me restart with a fresh motion.
Okay.
I motion to approve the bylaws, the amended bylaws, to submit them to the State Board of Education. To be submitted to the State Board of Education. Once it comes back from the State Board of Education, if they approve it, then we will approve it.
Okay. I second that motion.
Okay, so the motion is to the approval to submit these to the State Charter School Board.
Yes.
So all in favor of that submission, say yes.
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 All opposed, say no. The voting is unanimous, so the submission for these bylaws has been approved. That's the end of our open session. Do we have a motion to close?
I motion to close the open session.
I'll second it.
Okay, we'll all in favor of closing the open portion of this meeting, say yes.
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 All opposed, say no. So we'll go ahead and close the open portion, and we'll move into the executive session. So if you want to go ahead and stop the recording.